How can revisiting local economic strategies ahead of a major political event help to better position places for a change of policy direction and funding context?
And how might local economic strategies inform national policy decisions around devolution and local government funding and work to hold the UK government to account?
I'm Mike Spicer, and you're listening to LED Confidential, the podcast that lifts the lid on those intractable and enduring challenges facing those of us working in and on LED and placemaking today.
And I'm David Marlowe. A warm welcome to the second LED Confidential Espresso Shot of May, our 10-minute single-issue episodes on topics that caught our attention over the last month. Now, Mike, I know from our work with local place leadership teams that there are two contrasting schools of thought about the wisdom of revisiting strategies ahead of what is likely to be a major change moment in the policy context if the impending general election turns out as commentators expect. Now, many take the view that could be characterised as let's wait and see, no point in working up something new until we know what we're dealing with. But there is a counter view that this is precisely the time to think deeply about our future, as we'll need to mobilise quickly to make things work for us in the event of change. We want to be proactive, not passive. I believe that you and I are both firmly in the latter camp. What are you seeing out there in terms of LED strategy formulation? Is this view winning out?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a split along the lines that you suggest, David. But I suppose I would say that that's kind of an enduring split, actually. That sort of describes the two mindsets that you encounter working as a consultant in economic development. You know, there is a sort of there's a proactive mindset that you sometimes encounter with economic development agencies, local government, and so on, that says, you know, we're the authors of our own destiny. We've got the responsibility. It's up to us to decide how we're going to do strategy. You know, we want to make sure that we're ready when the moment comes. If we have to, you know, pivot, then we know how we're going to do it, and we'll have our community behind us. And so, you know, that proactive mindset that's constantly trying to engage their community and kind of have an up to the minute understanding of what they want to do and how they're going to respond to events. And then you have that kind of passive mindset that says, well, actually, we're just, you know, we just go with the flow, and, you know, if we'll deal with it when it happens. You know, government changes its mind every 5 minutes. What's the point? And why waste energy on it, sort of thing? So I do see both of those mindsets. I've seen them for years. The fact that we're close to an election doesn't necessarily alter that. But my experience right now is that both of those mindsets can be found. I mean, I would always say that I think it's generally a healthy place for an economic development body to be, to kind of move away from a culture of asking for permission for things, you know, to think of yourself as a sort of field administrator for others. I just tend to think it's not a very healthy mindset or a very healthy organizing principle that you're always waiting for someone else to tell you what to do. So, you know, an economic strategy can be a great way of getting on the front foot. It can be a great way of building relationships with your community. And that can stand you in good stead, whether you're at a change moment or whether you're not. But as you alluded to, David, in the kind of the preamble there, there's also a kind of practical value to doing economic development strategy ahead of a general election, which is that you're then in a position to kind of make demands, you know, with some credibility when the time comes. And you can be fleet of foot when the time comes. And I think it's much easier for places that have that fresh strategy to do that than it is, you know, to kind of just wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are both on the same page here. A few points that I'll make. I mean, firstly, I mean, you and I have done some recent strategy formulation stuff together, and I think that we are in a period where actually, you know, good strategy is moving away from the sort of orthodox blueprint plans of former decades very, very focused on GVA and employment, probably, as the two major litmus tests, and, you know, bringing in inclusion, bringing in decarbonisation, bringing in multi-tier working, whether it's local, regional, national, and so on. And I think that we've been recommending to our clients that, you know, rather than having these static strategies, you need these very live scenario and contingency planning frameworks for managing change. And actually, as we are, or if we are, on the cusp of major political change nationally, which is what everyone expects, then having scenario and contingency planning frameworks that you can apply to manage that interface, manage your offer and ask of national government, is really important. I mean, secondly, I think I would say that our experience in the 2020s, whether it's Brexit, whether it's pandemics, whether it's the, you know, recent turmoil of, you know, Johnson Truss, Sunak, cost of living, shortage economy, the whole range of turmoil that we've been through, you know, the case for system change is more pervasive than, you know, possibly at any time since 2010 and the, you know, the change from what had been an enduring Labour government to the coalition. And so for local and regional leadership teams to get their system change proposals out there, argued, debated, and influencing incoming national agendas is a really major need. And that needs serious thinking, it needs serious work, and it needs serious partnership engagement with neighbours, with third sectors, with business, and so on. So I would be very, very strongly in the camp that we're in. Use the period between now and a general election to go as far as you can with scenario and contingency planning, with system change, and of course, understand what that means for the particular circumstances of your places and your communities.
And just sort of riffing on that, David, I think, you know, we said in a previous episode, haven't we, that while Labour, there's certainly more meat on the bones than there was about what Labour's plans would be in the event that it formed the next government. We've got more detail about its ambitions around local government reorganisation, for instance, now around industrial strategy and so on. Many of the implementation side of that is still to be worked out. So, you know, in the great push for devolution that comes next, assuming it does, local government, economic development bodies operating subnationally are going to have quite a lot of influence potentially. And they're going to, you know, a new national government is going to look to them for help, look to them for support on working through the details. So I would say if you're one of those local government bodies that perhaps has more policy capacity and that has perhaps more experience in putting together proposals for national policy change, now is the time to really think quite heavily about what kind of system change you want and that's going to support you in your local area's ambitions. So wherever you are within local government, wherever you are within economic development, I'm sure there's a contribution you can make to that discussion. But it's a discussion that will be happening in the event that there's a major change of national government.
And really, to conclude, I think it's a discussion in which you, I, LED Confidential, wants to be involved. We have flirted occasionally with whether there will be an LED Confidential general election manifesto of some description. We're not standing for election, I hasten to add.
It doesn't stop us putting the world to rights, though, does it, David?
I hope listeners will join us in framing that, shaping that, and that we can return to this in single issue guest episodes over the coming months.
Well, on that optimistic note, David, to our listeners, I hope you enjoyed our quick look at the enduring need for economic development strategies as we approach major moments of change. As ever, you can access all things LED Confidential related over our website, which is www.ledconfidential.co.uk, Connect with our bonus material, tell us what you think, send us your suggestions for future episodes. Till the next time.